The governor's Higher Education Governance Task Force appears to be headed toward a recommendation for multiple governing boards for the state's 11 colleges and universities.
No one is voting to keep the current approach we have.
Governor Burgum says multiple boards could more quickly respond to the needs of the different tiers of schools in the system.
Think of it like our school boards. I mean, would you want to try to manage 110,000 kids in North Dakota in K-12 with one school board? I mean, no one would go for that. We have almost 180 school boards in North Dakota, and people love that approach. So it's odd to me when we're trying to go from more than one to some number larger than one. We're not going to 11, but we're trying to go to some number larger than one to get some of the same benefits that we get in K-12 when we've got people on boards that understand the institutions and their needs.
Burgum has said the one board system, which dates back to the 1930s, may be an outdated system of governance. Meanwhile, the chairman of the State Board of Higher Education says he supports the idea of multiple governing boards. Don Morton's a member of the task force. He says the current board does not have the time to look at strategic issues, and he thinks this could be a refreshing change.
We're striving to give the camps as much autonomy as possible so they can really be innovative and flexible. We're trying to do what's best for students. I think it can be a win-win for everybody.
The task force plans to meet one more time, November 13th, to finalize its recommendations to the 2019 legislature. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.